6 months ago, in a poll commissioned by Vermont Public, only 7% of Vermonters said they plan to vote for Becca Ballen in the Democratic primary for the U.S. House of Representatives. But on Tuesday night, the state senator from Brattleboro won her party's nomination. Ballen's rapid ascent comes as no surprise to her supporters. As Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld reports, her human touch with politics has struck a chord with voters.
During her sophomore year at Burr & Burton Academy, Kate Levine took a class on U.S. politics.
And every so often, the headmaster would have some, like, political candidates come to his place, and they would, like, do their little spiel.
The candidates' presentations always played like a boring theater, and so Levine wasn't exactly filled with anticipation when a state senator from Windham County came to meet with her class.
And I kind of thought it was going to be kind of like every other politician. Like, I've watched interviews with politicians, and it can annoy me so much because the way that they talk is very scripted and unnatural.
But Becca Ballen was different.
Like, immediately different. Like, she talked to you, like, she cared about you and wanted to understand your point of view. Just kind of very different vibe than other politicians.
Levine didn't vote for Ballen on Tuesday.
I am 16 and a half.
But she spent her summer volunteering for Ballen's campaign. And after that early bout of disillusionment with the political establishment, Levine's faith is restored.
I want politics to be about doing what's best for the people and always improving our lives and our environment that we grow up in. And I think Becca definitely represents that for me.
Ballen is a savvy politician whose ability to forge strategic alliances made her one of the most influential lawmakers in Montpelier. But it's her human touch that's made her the leader that so many Vermonters are apparently ready to follow.
Becca Ballen has this incredible, rare, and sort of innate ability to listen to others' concerns, issues, struggles.
Alyssa Black first met Ballen in 2019 when she was looking for a state lawmaker to introduce legislation that would create a waiting period for gun purchases. Black's son had died by suicide just a few months prior. She says Ballen's capacity for empathy was unlike anything she'd experienced from other politicians.
It's like she finds a little piece of herself that identifies with that. And then once it's personal to her, you know, she's just dogged in her determination to do something about it. And she takes it on as if it is personal.
Ballen's victory on Tuesday was not preordained. Lieutenant Governor Molly Gray began the race as the odds-on favorite to win the nomination. Gray was the only candidate to have run statewide before. She also had active support from key members of Senator Patrick Leahy's electoral apparatus. But Ballen's emotional intimacy one-on-one translated surprisingly well to the statewide stage. And while most candidates were trying to make their cases to voters, Ballen was trying to make connections.
She's retained an authenticity in the sense that she doesn't come across as a polished politician.
Matt Dickinson is a professor of political science at Middlebury College. He says Gray was more conventionally regimented in her political messaging.
There was a tendency, I think, early in the campaign to fall back on, I grew up on a farm and I'm a fourth generation Vermonter, and hope that that appeal to roots would be enough.
The candidates diverged ideologically as well, especially in the final weeks of the campaign. To Dickinson, the race between Gray and Ballen became a microcosm of a broader debate within the Democratic Party.
And it's a debate between what we call the traditional liberal approach championed by Senator Leahy, which involves, when necessary, compromise, versus the more principled, uncompromising stand that we associate with the Bernie Sanders.
It's a distinction that Ballen, who won a crucial endorsement from Sanders, has worked hard to exploit. During her bid to win an endorsement from the Vermont Progressive Party, Ballen called Gray a corporatist, and she said it'd be a, quote, catastrophe if Gray won the Democratic nomination. Molly Gray seized on that attack during a recent televised debate.
How can Vermonters expect that you'll act any differently in Congress than you have on this campaign, where you've launched negative attacks? Isn't that the problem that we see in Congress today?
Gray also went after Ballant on the issue of super PACs, which has spent more than $1.3 million on ads and mailings in support of Ballant.
The pro-BECA PACs are spending to win this race.
Gray's shots didn't land very hard. In a recent poll of Vermonters, more than 70% said they have a favorable opinion of BECA Ballant. Less than half of respondents said they have a positive view of Molly Gray. Ballant has also been more popular than Gray among political figures in Vermont. More than half of the Democrats serving in the Vermont legislature endorsed Ballant, and her appeal has transcended ideological lines. David Coates, for instance, who joined Republican Governor Phil Scott in criticizing the legislature's pension reform bill earlier this year, endorsed Ballant. So did Grand Isle Senator Dick Mazza, a conservative Democrat who's backed Scott in general election races. At a recent campaign event in Montpelier, Ballant, who's gay, told Vermont Public that she'd been bullied as a kid.
And certainly was made fun of for not just being perhaps more masculine, more of a tomboy, but also I was a very heavyset kid and was on the receiving end of a lot of mean things said about me and my body. And so, you know, I understand what that feels like.
There's a through line, she says, between the bullying she experienced as a child and the politician she is today.
You know, somewhere inside of me is still that 12, 13-year-old kid who wants to make sure that we're making sure everybody has a place.
Between now and November, Ballant will work to find her place in history as the first woman to represent Vermont in Congress. For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.